Wilderness Workshop says the draft plan for the Crystal Valley Trail is a good start. What could be better?
I think the key things that could be better is some changes in some of the alignments that the county's chosen. They've picked a number of alignments that would have pretty minimal impacts to wildlife, but there's several alignments that would still run through areas that either see very little or no human use currently and would increase the fragmentation on the landscape and put human use into areas that wildlife are currently using.
It seems to me that trails, even though they're non-mechanized, are not benign.
Understandably, a lot of people think a trail isn't a big deal because it's just a few feet wide and, you know, maybe you're removing some grass and bushes, but other than that, what's the harm? And the real harm comes not from the physical trail itself, but from the use along the trail. You can think of animals as kind of having an energy budget, and all summer long they're trying to build up that budget, and essentially all winter long they're starving. And so anything that prevents them from eating during the summer or causes them to expend more energy during the winter, like running away or standing up and getting in the wind, is bad for their energy budget. And with the relatively harsh winters we have here, you know, each little interaction can add up and kind of mean the difference between, you know, sometimes life or death or the reproductive success, survival of young.
Should we be considering climate change when we're planning new trails?
Absolutely. When we're thinking about conservation planning and management across the landscape, what we think about is where do animals spend most of their time? Where do they move? What's really important habitat? And climate change will shift that. So it makes our jobs much tougher because you have to anticipate where important habitat may be in the future, and probably leads us to the conclusion of being a little bit more cautious and, you know, either saying maybe we won't build a trail in this area because it might become important habitat, or educating the public that trails may need to be closed or their location shifted if certain habitat becomes more important in the future.
Do you think that's accounted for in the county's plan for the Crystal Valley Trail?
I don't think they've taken a real close look at climate change impacts. One area where I think they would be able to adapt to climate change, for instance, is changing seasonal closure dates. And I think the county could shift those seasonal closure dates. Right now, I'm not sure that's in the plan, but it'd be a great thing to see included in the plan. So, you know, get out to those public meetings, submit comments, and ask them to think about climate change.
So what is Wilderness Workshop recommending?
We'd like to see the final plan, which will come out after this, change the location of those alignments to be in different locations. Oftentimes that's closer to the highway where the impact is less. And the public can make a big difference on that. The county said that if they receive enough input during this comment period, which runs until July 27th, that the county commissioners could and might be likely to change the alignments or to change the plan.
What about the plan should remain in place?
There's a number of really good things about the plan, like working on reducing noxious weeds, putting together some partnerships to try and improve the riparian habitat, to think about solutions for the declining bighorn sheep populations, some money to help the Forest Service and BLM increase their enforcement of seasonal closures. So there's a lot of good things in the plan that would help wildlife that are important from an ecological perspective.
Will Rausch, thanks very much.
Thank you, Amy. Great to be here.